This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello, this is The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Rob.
We may sound a little different. That's because we're not able to record in our normal studios during the coronavirus outbreak. This programme comes with a safety warning. It involves bullets. Well, not real ones. That would be dangerous. Toy bullets, just to illustrate the point.
Bullets? What English expression mentions bullets?
I'll explain. And Rob, you can help. Here's a toy bullet.
Where did you get that from?
Oh, don't ask. Now, Rob, would you put it between your teeth, please?
What? Are you crazy?
Please, Rob, it would really help our audience.
OK, Feifei, here goes.
Right. I am biting the bullet.
So, Rob, you're being brave and forcing yourself to do something unpleasant but necessary.
Well, I didn't force myself. You told me to do it.
Sorry, Rob. I can't understand you. But when someone bites the bullet, they're forced to do or accept that they have to do something difficult or unpleasant. Let's hear some examples of other people who have to bite the bullet.
I have a pile of work to finish, so I'm going to have to work all night. I guess I'll have to bite the bullet. If I'm going to get fit, I'll have to bite the bullet and start going to the gym. Ugh. If you want to start dating Yitka, you're going to have to bite the bullet and ask her out.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression to bite the bullet. It describes having to do something unpleasant or difficult, but necessary.
So, can I stop biting the bullet now, please?
Not yet, Rob. What you are doing is necessary.
Yeah, but it's not easy speaking with a bullet in your mouth.
Exactly. Peace and quiet. But careful, Rob, don't swallow it. Otherwise, things could get very unpleasant.
Thanks for the advice, Feifei. Oops.
Bye, Rob.
Bye.